Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swax, and host, Steve Halepka.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Super Flexible Podcast. I'm joined here tonight by my boys, Tudrick and Swax. What's going on, fellas?
How is it going?
What up, dude?
Doing great, doing great. I just wanted to go both at the same time because we have an awesome guest here tonight.
Absolutely.
Super awesome. Have Bill Bender from the Sporting News here, national college football writer for the Sporting News. So welcome, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, man. Thank you. It's a busy time of year for you.
Yeah, I mean, especially this week. I mean, I'm looking forward to the combine like everybody else. You know, spring football's coming up. And then, of course, you know, I help out a little bit with our basketball. And, you know, but this week, definitely the combine. You're starting to get measurements in. And I know you guys want to talk about each position. It's going to be fascinating. I don't know. I'll let you guys fire away. I'm guessing you want to talk a little bit about Kyler Murray, but I'll let you fire away.
Yeah, man. But first, before we talk about that, I mean, where can the folks find you on Twitter? And give us some plugs for where they can find your work.
Yeah, I'm at BillBender92 on Twitter, SportingNews.com, Facebook. You can find us there. Also have a Bill Bender page. Yeah, and you know, as you know, Steven, I used to do fantasy for us at Sporting News, but I've kind of moved around. So that never really leaves. And when I went watch the college game, you kind of start to think in those terms because you know those guys are going to be on your fantasy team down the line. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a natural progression for me in some ways and a lot of fun to do.
Awesome. Yeah, so with that being said, man, let's jump right in because I know you are a busy man. So let's start off, obviously, being the Super Flexible Podcast. We love our quarterback talk here, and you hinted at it before. Yeah, Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins, I mean, seem to be the top two across many boards that we're seeing right now. Out of those two, who's kind of your favorite prospect as you've done some evals? And, yeah, who are you looking at, especially? I'm sure Murray's got a bunch to prove this week at the Combine.
Yeah, he's definitely the most intriguing storyline because, you know, for a multitude of reasons, Heisman Trophy winner, insane statistics, chose football over baseball, which some people weren't a fan of. You know, me, I'm like let the guy make his choice. Mm-hmm. You know, the big thing with him will be we might not see him throw, so there's that. And I just think the big thing with him is he reminds me of Michael Vick in this way, that I remember Michael Vick being so excited just to see what he would do. And I think I feel the same way about Kyler Murray. Like, I'm more worried about his stature than his size. But, you know, watching him at Oklahoma last year, there's no doubt that he can play football, that he can make plays with his arm. And anybody that thinks he can't is off to me. I say all that, but knowing that, you know, I'll be the first to tell the three of you, I would take Dwayne Haskins over him in the real draft, in the fantasy draft, and probably over the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, so let's unpack that just a bit. I mean, what's the rationale behind Haskins over Murray? Just the size and an arm strength, or what are you thinking?
Oh, he can throw to any angle on the field. And, you know, you're going to look at him in 10 to 15 years, and I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Drew Brees, but in terms of watching Big Ten football, he made the same impact at Ohio State that's going to open the door. Ooh. For a guy like Justin Fields, for whoever comes behind Justin Fields. I mean, their offense was, I noticed that right off the go in the first game, what a difference his arm made for that Ohio State offense. So, you know, I guess the next step is, where does he land? Does he go to the Giants and you put him in an offense with Barkley and maybe Odell Beckham if he's not traded? That to me is not bad. You know, when you consider Dwayne Haskins' arm strength and what he can do there. Plus, like you said, the size does matter a little bit because he is a big guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a Giants fan, I would be doing backflips if he landed there with Odell still on the team. And kind of excited to see Gettleman come out and say today they signed him for a long-term deal for a reason. They don't think they're going to trade him. So that was good news in Giants land for once this year. So we'd love to kind of also dig into kind of that second tier quarterbacks also. I mean, it seems like it's one and two at the top, and then everyone's got their favorite kind of second tier, whether it's be Locke or Greer or whoever the case may be. So out of those kind of second tier quarterbacks, who is your, I guess, quarterback of choice between those kind of second tier prospects?
Well, I think Drew Locke is interesting. I mean, he put up big numbers at Missouri. in a good system. John Elway obviously likes him. I don't think we have to read between the tea leaves there too hard to know that they may look to maybe groom him with Flacco in a pairing somehow. Daniel Jones had an awesome bowl game, and I didn't watch enough of Duke to really unpack him otherwise. I mean, I watched a little bit during the season. I'm always a little bit skeptical when a guy like that comes up, but I mean, obviously being under Cutcliffe, he can play a little bit. And then Ryan Finley played in a lot of big games at NC State, and he played well in those big games, which I'm a little bit surprised he's not getting a little more attention. But, you know, of that, like, second-tier group, I'd probably go with Drew Locke. And then I'm still curious about Will Grier. Some people aren't. I thought there were pieces of his game that were phenomenal at the college level.
I like hearing that. I like
go ahead, too, drink. Yeah, you can have some love for Grier.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Will Grier guy. It's nice to hear that because I feel like I don't hear that enough right now. I could definitely go on and on about Will Grier, but it's nice that I think the combine is important to him. I think he's going to crush it in interviews and that kind of stuff. But I'm interested to see him, and I believe that's Saturday when they're throwing.
I think
If you go back to the Texas game last year, I mean, people that say he can't play in the NFL, I mean, he made some big throws. And the tape, you know, I think he'll play. I don't know if he'll obviously, I don't think he'll start as a rookie or anything, but, sure. You know, as a backup, you know, to get him started, I think he's a guy that does have some potential with his, you know, measurables and arm strength as he progresses in the NFL.
Awesome. So I know we kind of chatted about quarterbacks a bit. So I know there's been a lot of hoopla that there's really no consensus top running back, top wide receiver, top tight end in terms of other skill players, especially from a fantasy perspective. There's no home run pick like a Saquon Barkley coming out in this draft. So I wanted to ask you, have you kind of have your big board of skill players in terms of running backs, wide receivers, tight ends? If you could give us a little peek behind the curtain there, we can kind of go position by position if you like, starting with running back.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, I feel like after last year where – you know, it was Mayfield and Lamar and Saquon. There was just so many big names that this year, most of the big names are on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line in particular. But as far as running back, you know, I was at the championship game and was thinking, well, you know, Josh Jacobs was a role player for a big portion of his career at Alabama. And there's a very good chance he'll be the first running back taken. You know, big physical guy can catch out of the backfield. I think that's a big bonus for him. And it isn't a great running back class, but I think it'll probably start with a guy like Josh Jacobs, maybe Damian Harris, also an Alabama guy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a guy I like, and I talked about him this week, is Elijah Holyfield. And you go back to that Georgia well, and that's working out pretty well for some NFL teams right now. I think he's comparable to Nick Chubb, probably not as explosive, but very comparable between the tackles runner.
Yeah, I've seen that kind of lesser Nick Chubb comp for Holyfield. Like you said, I don't see the explosion there and some of that breakaway speed that Chubb clearly demonstrated this past year. But yeah, I think in between the tackles, he can definitely bruise it up. Go ahead, drink.
Do guys like Jacobs, I know, you know, like you said, your championship game, he kind of blew up there. And even, you know, Holyfield didn't have a ton of like RB1, you know, number carries there. Are guys in the NFL like getting a bump because they don't have an extra 500 carries on their body at the college level? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, is that why maybe we're going to see Josh Jacobs over Damian Harris here? Because Harris had, you know, a little bit more than Jacobs did throughout that time. But going forward, you know what I mean? Is that something that maybe some of these teams are looking for? They see on tape, but you know what I mean? He only had, 100 and something carries this year.
Well, that's a great point because you're talking about, when we talk about Alabama and Georgia, you're talking about the stable. So, like, Alabama's running back stable last year was Harris, Damian Harris, Jacobs, Najee Harris. And Najee Harris is probably the guy that we'll be talking about on this podcast next year.
If you guys are going
to have him back on. Georgia, you know, Swift. And then they've got Perryon and Cook. They're just so deep at the position that it works out that I think they're going to be pretty good in terms of workload. And, you know, I would make the same argument about Clemson because Travis Etienne's a guy I'm very much looking forward to at the NFL level. His numbers are phenomenal, but Dabo's managed to keep his workload. Travis Etienne hasn't had a ton of carries at Clemson.
Yeah.
So my point, that's a very interesting point. And I might have to write this story, and I'll give you a plug if I do. That's
nice.
That's an
excellent there
plug.
You go.
Awesome. Swag, do you have something to add on that one?
No.
You're clearing
no.
your throat.
No, sorry. Yeah, I was clearing my throat.
All right, just checking. I know you've been sitting, listening, and paying attention.
Taking notes.
Yeah, right.
He's clearly a spectator.
He's trying to figure out who to snipe from us in our upcoming rookie drafts. He's taking feverish notes. So nice. Let's move to wideout if we could. So again, a lot of big bodied receivers, I want to say, and then you also have some smaller, speedier guys like Hollywood Brown. So, what are you thinking at wide receiver, Bill?
Well, I mean, Brown's injury kind of complicates some things, and it's going to allow some other guys to have a chance to shine at the combine. I mean, the story here is that these guys are huge. I mean, they're like, you know, I'm not a big superhero movie guy, but, you know, Metcalf looks like he should be cast in one of these movies. I would say the same about
Infinity Wars.
Yeah. Right.
Metcalf.
He looked just ridiculous. And Keneal Harry, A.J. Brown, these guys are they're big bodied target receivers, which, you know, the guys like that, they come into the league. And at the very minimum for fantasy owners, you're thinking, well, he'll probably get some targets in the red zone. And I think Metcalf's that kind of guy. And Brown at Ole Miss was really, really good. So I think those are two that I'm kind of curious about. I mean, obviously, Marquise Brown, come draft time, he was insanely productive in space for Oklahoma. So I think those are the four guys that kind of stand out, all of them. And Arizona State, I mean, Keneal Harry, the only thing with him, he was kind of hit or miss. Like early in the season, you were thinking, oh, this guy's an automatic All-American. And then the second half of the season, the production wasn't always there.
Yeah, so I found it interesting because, I mean, we've kind of seen a metamorphosis at the NFL level, kind of going away from all these big body receivers to the quicker in space guys. And mind you, there's still the AJ Greens. There's still the Julio Jones that dominate the league. But recently, I feel like it's been a lot more of the get the guys in space, get them the ball quick, get them out quick, and let them do their thing. Do you think there could be any kind of anti-big body bias as we get into draft time?
Well, I mean, there could be, because that's another good point, too. I mean, 5 years ago, when I was full-time fantasy guy at Sporting News, I was always about, you know, you need to have Calvin Johnson, you need to have Julio Jones, you need to have, I guess, Dez Bryant's not quite as big as those guys. But, you know, I was always, I know that was like a joke with fantasy owners, like you like the tall receivers or the short receivers. I was always getting piled up.
I thought
up
you were going to say Dez guys. Was the joke.
Yeah. But, you know, now these guys were, I think they were productive enough at the college level that the curiosity factor will be there. You know, a guy that isn't quite in that mold that I'm really going to be watching closely at the combines, Deebo Samuel, because he offers not only a team, he is kind of that in space quick guy, big time playmaker, bounced back from the knee injury, and, you know, a good kick returner too. I know the kick return thing doesn't matter as much in the NFL. But I'm just saying that guy's a playmaker, and I think he's a guy.
Get him on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could get a bump this week with a strong combine for sure.
Awesome. Let's round it out with tight ends. I feel like this tight end class is actually a fairly strong one. Two or three from Iowa, I think, right? We've got and a bunch of others as well that were productive in college. So what are you looking at for tight ends?
Well, it's funny because I live up in Big Ten country, and this is like the longest running joke with my friends is every time, you know, Ohio State or Michigan plays Iowa and it's third down. And I always text my buddies, well, they're going to throw the tight end. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that for a while since like Marv Cook. But, you know, with Hawkinson and Fant, those guys were, it's funny. Fant came into the season as the guy, you know, mm-hmm. the undisputed best tight end in the country. And then Hawkinson kind of took that from him because Fant had some injuries, but both are good. I think both will be late first rounders. I don't know if I would spend a top 15 pick on either one of them. Because, as you mentioned, Stephen, the depth at the position with, you know, Isaac Nauta, Irv Smith, Jay Sternberger. I mean, that Sternberger, that guy from Texas A&M, he was an All-American too. So of those five, I'm probably most interested in Irv Smith just because, you know, the Alabama pedigree, a little bit of O.J. Howard, if you look at his numbers as a comp, Irv Smith was a little bit better. Now, some of that was playing with Tua.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you watch some of his tape, he can get in the seam, and once he gets in the seam, he can go.
Awesome. So I did want to ask you one more question. I know you just talked about Samuel, but who else from a skill position could really kind of vault their status with a good performance this week at the combine?
You know, Devin Singletary played down at Florida Atlantic, running back. And I always struggle with this because I know what the production was. I mean, 6 yards a carry, 51 touchdowns at Florida Atlantic, and playing for Lane. Lane got most of the headlines. Singletary's really good. And I want to see what he does at this combine. He's one. Darrell Henderson, another guy in Memphis. So those kind of group of five guys, you don't know, because I know we talked a lot earlier about the SEC running backs.
Mm-hmm.
But then a guy like Singletary could totally be the leading rusher among rookies next season. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because he's and some of that's about where they land. But, I mean, he's one that definitely I'm probably, from a fantasy standpoint, I'll be very curious to see where he lands. Because I know on draft day, I'll say, well, he's a guy that's going to get some carries right away.
Yeah. It was interesting, too. You brought up the kid from Memphis, and I feel like he is more of a throwback running back. You know, he had tons of production, of course. But I feel like a player like that, does he fit the new NFL? Like, does he fit that try to do it all type of back, or is he just going to end up being, you know, a bruiser and out of the league in a couple of years?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, he's a multi-purpose running, you know, player. And he made our All-American team last year as the – we have that athlete position that, you know, we cheat a little bit and put an extra guy – because I don't like making the decision between two running backs. And so we throw an athlete on there just to get a third one on there. Don't tell anybody I told you guys that.
We'll keep it in the locker. Don't worry.
No, but, you know, because last year we had to do the same thing with Saquon Barkley and Rashad Penny. It was an impossible choice. But that's a long-winded way of saying Henderson – he's going to play somewhere, and I think he's going to get some carries right away. And again, him and Singletary are the two of those group of five running backs that they will get penalized a little bit if they don't run the 40 well, but I think both of them will.
But how about a guy like Rodney Anderson? I know all the injury concerns and stuff like that. Is that something where we're going to see him slide, maybe even in the real NFL draft where it's almost not going to matter? Or, I mean, is that a guy that you like in general anyways?
You know, he's a guy that I think if he does, you know, that we were just talking about him the other day, that if he does perform at Pro Day and at the Combine like we think he will, his stock could bump up. A guy that when he had that injury this season, because he was probably their preseason guy that we were thinking, there's the Heisman candidate.
Right.
And when he was playing with Kyler, their offense was ridiculous. So he is a big physical runner, home run hitter type running back that – he's a good one, but I think, you know, obviously that people will point to the health and point to the Oklahoma running, you know, the system. Still sounds like a guy that could be pretty good.
Awesome. Tudrick, you got anybody else you want to pick Bill's brain before we talk of maybe do one trade?
Man, just one, huh?
Or Swags, do you have anybody?
Not really from this class. Like, I maybe wanted, I mean, you touched on Rashad Penny really quick. I mean, are there players from last year's draft who you still believe in to excel this year, like Penny or Ronald Jones, those kind of players, you know, like that. That's one thing I don't know. Where are you at with those guys?
Yeah, I think Penny's the guy that, you know, again, it would come down to the opportunities. I thought last year, I didn't think Carson would take over the way he did. You know, that was one of the unexpected things that you have with a rookie, because when Penny was drafted, you immediately thought, oh, yeah, he's going to be their lead back. I mean, I didn't
draft capital that alone.
Right. And then it didn't pan out the way he wanted. But I still think he's got room, not necessarily a bounce back, but to continue to grow. The Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt thing, whenever Kareem Hunt is able to play, and I don't know how many games he'll be suspended when and if that happens, was interesting to me, because I thought Nick Chubb in the second half of the season was awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why that happened the way it did, but I think Nick Chubb, because of the Kareem Hunt thing, people might be a little more careful with drafting Chubb than they should.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Swags, I know you're a big Nick Chubb fan, so.
Yeah, I haven't changed how I value it yet, especially with those suspensions and whatnot, 1 year deal. I think that if you have Chubb, you want to go get Hunt now, but.
We saw Chubb be fine on limited carries early on.
Oh, like, absolutely. He was getting three carries and 120 yards. So
right.
And then another thing, I'm assuming you play just typical some regular dynasty leagues too, Bill, or no?
Oh yeah, I do the a couple standard redraft, a couple keeper leagues, a couple, I think I'm still, when I was doing the fantasy source stuff for Sporting News, I think I was in 11 leagues. Now I'm down to like four. So
more manageable. Yeah.
I'm rehabbed a little bit, but I mean, still a good mix of both keeper and non-keeper.
Gotcha. So cool. With your picks this year, like your are you keeping your 2019 picks or are you moving on to 2020?
No, I mean, it'll depend. I haven't really made those decisions yet, but I mean, in terms of future Dynasty League, kind of, you know, the 2020 draft, you know, we can get into that at some point. That's going to be a really good quarterback draft with Tagovailoa and Fromm. Justin Herbert, who may have been, we would have been talking about him a lot more tonight if he would have come out.
Right.
Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy might be the best player in college football. And when he gets to the NFL, I just can't wait. So, you know, that, and then of course, you know, 2 years down the line, I mean, is it too early to start talking about Trevor Lawrence? Because that's the number one pick in 2 years.
Never too early. Never too early for that hair. Oh, gosh. Awesome. Bill, I know you have to run, but yeah, plug where can folks find you one more time before we let you out of here?
No, yeah, I'm at Sporting News at BillBender92. I'm hoping maybe if you guys want, we can do this again after the draft and kind of review where guys went. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
And I'd love to do that, but I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for doing this, and let's do it again.
Sounds good, Bill. Yeah, thanks so much, Bill. Man.
Thanks a ton.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Cool. So yeah, BillBender92 on Twitter from the Sporting News. Really thankful that Bill could hop on tonight. So super cool to have him. And before we get into our Superflex trade segment, let's talk about GT Bets.
What did you call it?
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. GTBets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to GTBets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
Did I pull a Triple H and go, a G, a T, a Betts? Is that how I sounded to you, Drake?
No, I like that, though. You I should don't even do know that said, more. Where's that Steve been?
We're going to sound clip that.
Sounds good. Believe me, if you want to pull out wrestling references, I could go all day. So we can definitely roll with that.
Let's do it.
I'm
not going to be able to keep up, but I'm super stoked about this.
What, the trade segment or my wrestling references?
The wrestling thing we're about to do.
Oh my gosh, it'll be a lot of fun. Well, as we'll go, we'll pull a couple out every
nice.
My goodness.
All right, Superflex trades, let's do it, let's knock it out. So from at Fantasy Zach, 10 team PPR 2 quarterback league, he already has Sam Darnold and Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and his only real running back is James Conner. So we have Kirk Cousins and Kerryon Johnson or Devontae Adams and the 1.05. I'll start with Swags on this one.
Man, I'm definitely taking the Kirk Cousins and the Kerryon side.
Okay.
You
any particular reason?
You don't like Devontae Adams either.
Well, no, I like him.
You hate him.
I like him every week he starts. I truly do.
He's had concussions. Not like he gets like knee injuries and stuff.
It was right, like 2 and 3 weeks, and it really freaks them out. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Just the one receiver one from last year.
Right. Exactly.
Seriously. Yeah. So he's the one player that is excluded from this concussion rule that we're not going to be concerned about just because he's a badass when he plays with Aaron Rodgers. That's not fair.
True.
That's fair. I think it's fair. I just think,
And we're getting a quarterback in this trade that is decent. I know you both like more than me, and Kerryon Johnson, and a 105 that we don't know what you're going to get out of it.
So
okay. Yeah, so I get a running back I like a lot, and Kirk Cousins.
Okay, to Drake.
I'm also going to take Cousins and Kerryon. It's a 10 team, 2 quarterback, not even super flex. It's a 2 quarterback. and we only have Darnold and Watson. Good Lord, what has this team done wrong? Like, like in Dynasty, I have to imagine in this, there aren't any quarterbacks on waivers. 10 teams, like you should be at 4 starters easily, right, in 10 teams. So I need that quarterback, and Connor's my only running back too. Like, Kerryon is a huge bump on that. We didn't list wide receivers, so I have to assume because of your team is so shallow at quarterback and running back that our wide receivers must be like bomb. Yeah, give me that.
I originally voted for the Devontae side.
You're coming over though.
But I might be coming over after your arguments because
you guys
of
remember
just
Jahvid Best.
Yes, I remember Jahvid Best. Yes,
remember.
I love Jahvid Best. Jordan Reed also has like no feet left. Not just the concussion thing.
But
the concussions didn't help. I agree.
No. But that's my thing, though. You know,
remember Wes Welker's giant helmet? Because all the concussions, he had to wear the giant helmet.
Yeah. He still had 100 catches that year, too.
Yeah. Vic right? started wearing a special helmet, too.
Hey, if he's going to have 100 catches, I'm all for it, man. Look like Gazoo. I don't care.
We should all pitch in and get Devontae Adams a special helmet. Maybe like
GoFundMe for Devontae,
or like Roto Insurance. Like, they y'all should hook that up. I pay for that.
That'd be pretty awesome. But yeah, I'm coming over now. I'm on the Kirk side now. Gosh, I'm like converted. Yes. I voted for the Devontae side earlier.
One of us.
I am, but because of his lack of depth at the other positions, I'm gonna go on the Kirk side. So the poll actually was shockingly in the Devontae Adams favor, even though it says two quarterback.
Y'all got to read, dude. 10-10, yeah. 2 quarterback, only Darnold and Watson.
So it was 28% for the Kirk side and 72% for the Devontae side. I don't have the number of votes, but yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
I'm sad for Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, so Twitter, this guy with just Darnold and Watson, he doesn't have a quarterback to play on his bye week. Nobody.
What if they both have the same bye week?
That too. Oh my God. That too.
Like, you're just, that's a
disastrous.
L.
It's a loss.
Hell.
Straight up loss.
Be right. Better. Be better, Twitter.
Next one from @BostonStrong213. I thought this was an interesting one in terms of player values, and you just started to chat about Ronald Jones before Bill. This one's a 20-team PPR dynasty. I know we normally don't dig this deep, so I thought
I like
this was
it, though.
Yeah. This is interesting for sure.
We don't get enough of these because there's not enough of those crazy jokers out there, but it's awesome. I'm with you.
Right. So I know this is not super flex clearly, but yeah, I thought for a 20 teamer, it'd be an interesting one. So Ronald Jones, who I'm sure in 2018 was a first rounder here, or the 2019 1.17.
I bet Ronald Jones was taken before 1.17 last
year. Almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm going to go to, that's gross.
It's a tough one. So it's like, it's,
I'm going to take the 17.
Cause like a 205.
Like 205. Yep.
I don't believe Ronald Jones is the Bruce Arians fit. Like, he might get some work there, but I don't think that's the real guy there. So give me the 117 and I'll figure it out.
All right. Swags.
Yeah, I think I agree. And I'm all about buying low on Ronald Jones. But I think for me, even in a 20 team league, when I put it into like the 205 perspective, I think I'd throw you a late second for Ronald Jones, and that's right where I want to get him at. But I think this is just a little too early to where I might just want to get back into the draft. But man, I'm all about buying low on Ronald Jones. I really am.
Like, do I have my own first in this as well? You know what I mean? Like, am I trading Ronald Jones away to get this dude's 117?
I think so. I think you
do
have.
Do I have like the 112 and my 117?
Maybe try to combine them and move up, or
depending on how the draft comes to me, you know what I mean? Like, maybe I could move up and go get that guy I want at 108 or 9, you know what I mean? With those picks, and then it feels a lot better.
I mean, are you better off going to get
Ronald
Ito
Jones
Smith?
For Kevin Harmon?
Cut. Flex.
Are you better off going to try to get like Ito Smith or somebody like that, or paying a little bit more?
I definitely want Ito more than Ronald Jones.
But you might be able to manipulate that deal right now too at a decent market value, or go pay a little bit more and get Royce Freeman or somebody like that. Yeah, I just don't know how much I want Ronald Jones in this deal, and I'm probably the only one of us that wants to buy him low.
I will agree that you are probably the only one that wants to buy him low.
I will always buy a player on cheapness, but Swags will pay more. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I think it's consensus here. I will take the pick as well. And the poll
and use yours to bunch up. Use yours to bunch up and get even better.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So poll results, 28% Ronald Jones, 72% for the pick. So the pick side wins.
Ronald Jones hate though, dude.
That is for sure.
Boston's trying to owe us a buck towards the Davante Adams helmet fund.
There you go, right?
I like it. We'd even make the guy that actually came up with it. But everybody after that will have to do
it. I DM'd him.
Either to our Patreon page or the helmet. We have to make one now.
Let's do it.
We will probably buy the helmet, maybe, with the money.
Or not. Or just a ton of beer.
I like where your head's at, Steve.
Right? Just got to pour out a cold one sometimes, man.
Another fat tire. Give us money.
Love it. next one from @2Kale for school. 12-team super flex, 4 point for passing touchdowns, half point PPR league. I thought this was a good one because of the kind of younger versus older generation here. So Melvin Gordon and Cam Newton or Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb.
Oh, I did see this one.
I thought this was an interesting one.
You go first, Steve.
I'll go first. I'm against the crowd in this one. I'm taking the Melvin Gordon side. As much as Baker Mayfield is extremely enticing, and Nick Chubb is a great talent at running back, I think scoring makes a difference here. More four-point passing touchdown leagues, I think Cam's rushing upside matters. I know Baker is mobile, but not as mobile as Cam. And the half PPR matters as well, because Melvin Gordon's going to catch about 70 balls every year going forward. So that's why I took that side. It's close, but I'll take that side.
Swags. All right,
I mean, it's a tough trade. There's a lot of value here on both sides, like all four players. Melvin Gordon's not super old. I'm a little bit worried about Cam and his shoulder and his ability to stay healthy. I hate how much I like Baker and Chubb, and then them being on the same team with how I don't stack a running back and a quarterback typically like I would a wide receiver and a quarterback. Right. So I don't like depending on those two separate areas off one team. You guys know I'm taking the Baker and Chubb side, but it's a tough trade. I like Melvin Gordon. I always have. Man, it's Baker. It's Baker. Like, if you want out of Baker and you want to go do something else, like, the value he has for it. And right now in Dynasty, he's my QB3. So that makes a big difference for me.
Sure. Two drink.
I want to be on your side, Steve.
I know you do.
Okay. I do, buddy, but I'm not going to do it. That's Baker. Fine. It's Baker and Chubb for me.
Yep.
That's
totally fair.
I think even if it's just like, man, both of those pieces just right now too are very high production
pieces. Like, you're going to get points out of all these guys. You can't hate it at all.
Right, yeah. I mean, I love Melvin Gordon and Cam. Yeah, I wonder if the shoulder was no question whatsoever, like he's good and finished the season, you know, fine without some of these issues. If you know what I mean, if I don't stay on the Cam and Melvin side, but it's Baker Chubb.
Yeah, okay. And I mean to that point, you don't agree with me on this. To drink, your rankings are a little bit different, but I just put Aaron Rodgers below Baker, so I'm definitely putting Cam below Baker, even with a good shoulder.
Yeah, our rankings are definitely different.
Not far. I think I've got Aaron Rodgers QB4. I think you've got him 2.
Yeah, 2.
That's not bad. So you moved him up. I think you had him below 4 recently.
No, I had him 4. Yeah.
Okay, my mistake. I should have re-listened to the show. So poll results on this one. I'm clearly on the lower end here. 27% for the Melvin Gordon side. 73%. For the
Baker Chubb is so hot.
They're so hot right now.
Yeah, a lot of hype behind that.
Yep. So next one from our buddy at DCGhost82 on Twitter.
Nice. What up, dude?
DC yep. Ghost, I hate you for this trade.
PPR Dynasty Superflex, Julian Edelman and Alex Collins, or Kenyon Drake and the 405 in 2019.
Hey, Swags, why don't you go?
Well, I want to say that when trade talks are the first time you looked at the other team to get this trade done, that you were probably drinking because you're trading a bunch of shit for a bunch of shit. I don't even get it. I guess I want the Drake side. But then I don't know. Maybe I want that Edelman side because I
want the Edelman side.
I think I might get more out of Edelman than I'll get out of Drake next year, yes. Even if Edelman's on his way out on 1 year. So is Drake, even though he's younger. And the other side, you at least get Alex Collins with the – I don't even want Collins, right? But I'll give you give you my 405 for him.
Oh, easily. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So, but still, like, I want to know if, most importantly, if I'm accurate, that there was some alcohol involved when this started.
I would hope so.
that's the only way to trade, by the way.
Two drinks for pastime.
I've tried to take advantage of you when you're drinking. It doesn't work. You just respond slower.
That's fair, because you're always trying to get me. You're always trying to do it. I don't let you. I don't let you. Other people can take full advantage. If you're listening
don't
right now.
Don't even open mind until tomorrow.
Exactly.
All right. Time to...
Nope, tomorrow.
All right. We're hopping back on Flea Flicker in 2 seconds. Let's see what garbage I can offer to drink.
Do it.
But
hey, is there...
Last time you said that, you guys got a deal done.
We did get a deal done. I think it's beneficial for both sides. It's going on to drink.
I think it's more for you. I don't like it anymore. At the moment. But with this, if your team is garbage, like if you take over a team, like does Edelman and Collins really help you? You know what I mean? Like I don't even remember the teams involved right now, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would say those two pieces are...
If you're garbage, do you take Drake in 405?
No, I think you try to make a different deal where you either just get picks or get some youth.
Yep. Fair enough. I think Drake's I think to Swag's point, maybe a too old of an asset, even though he's not that old. And the 405, that's like good to nobody. But yeah, I'm taking the Edelman side of this one, even if my team is trash.
Yeah, go talk to like a very strong contender that wide receiver might just tip the scale for him and see what he's got for you.
Dolphins running back. That scores the most fantasy points this year is
Kalen Ballage.
Kalen Ballage.
Or Frank Gore, maybe.
Oh, I hope it's Frank Gore. I hope to God it's Frank Gore.
At this point, I hope it's Frank Gore, too. Like, whatever. Give the dude.
You can't say Drake, though, for some reason.
Right? That's all I was trying to say.
But do you think the new staff, like, finally figures it out? Like, he needs to be on the field for at least 40% of snaps?
We don't have a whole lot of other weapons. So, like, I'd at least like to find a way to get him on the field, but. I like Ballage too. I think Ballage might be what Drake is, but
fast,
a little
man.
Taller
even if he needs
and a little
it in
faster.
Open space. I mean, he's fast.
Breakaway speed. Yep.
Yep.
But at this point, we suck. So, like, give it to Frank Gore and let him, like, break some more records or some shit. I don't know.
And Case Keenum doesn't typically, like, dish it off to a running back like that, does he?
Stop it. Next. Let's go to the Scouting Academy and get off of that crap.
See that?
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
I say it every week, but it is one of the best things we're associated with. The Scouting Academy is totally awesome. They put real people in NFL jobs. It's one of the best things that we, like I said, we do. So
look, it's not cheap, but it's legit, and they have payment plans. So make it happen. Quit making up excuses.
If you are serious about trying to get into the NFL.
Like for real.
Yeah. In terms of a talent evaluation player eval side of things. Best thing you could do for sure. Just to go back to that last trade. So poll results, 54% for the Edelman side. 46% still holding on to hope that Kenyon Drake turns into something. But yeah. The three
all
of us.
A big pile of hope, honestly.
Fingers
I mean,
crossed.
Yeah.
Besides Edelman. Edelman, I think, is a proven thing for at least one more year.
Yep, but he's old.
Isn't he a free agent? He's playing in New England, but like Tom's going to be like, go give him money.
Ain't no Wes Welker. I don't care what kind of helmet you get him.
Oh, man. Throw him barbs.
He doesn't need the big
helmet. Not at all, dude. Look at Welker's career stats compared to Edelman. They're not even close.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Welker had, 110 catches a year at least?
Yeah.
It's like insane. Yeah.
Welker was a badass.
Yeah.
And I mean, Edelman's been great. I'm not trying to like throw tons of shade, but man, I don't think there's a comparison. Wes Welker was sweet for a lot longer.
Yeah, I would say he is the prototypical slot receiver, which all other slot receivers are trying to be.
Yeah,
Wes Welker. Next one from at Dynasty FF Addict. This is a massive trade, so you might have to get your pens and papers ready for it.
No.
Swags, look at the notes.
Please look at the notes, Swags. So 12 team.
I'm going to erase them so you guys can't see.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. 12 point.
Damn it. I did see this one, too. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. 12 team, full PPR, super flex. 0.25 points per carry. Tight end premium also. Matt Stafford, James Conner, Brandon Cooks, Doug Baldwin,
man,
and Lamar Miller.
I wish she could mellow the deal out a little bit.
I know. It's kind of crazy. That's one side.
Just chill, bros.
That's one side. So they basically flipped half their teams. Or Marcus Mariota, Stephon Diggs, Jarvis Landry, D.D. Westbrook, a 2020 first and a 2021 first. This is bananas.
Hmm. So, I mean, as much as I like futures, the 2021 first to kind of make that side a little bit more even, I don't love it.
Nope.
My would favorite you give me wide your 2020 receiver,
first for Lamar?
I want the 2020 first over Lamar.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. But the players I want the most, I think that's the side I would probably stick and. That's Stafford and Cooks. There's just so much going on here. And then there's still like a lot of crazy people I can trade Connor to. So I'd probably package Connor and Baldwin together later and move on from them. But I like Diggs in the other deal too. I like Stafford over Mariota.
Yep.
Superflex, like I have a hard time like leaning off the side I like the quarterback in, especially when I don't like the deal. Like I'm not super high on Jarvis anymore. I'm not high on DD. You know I like those 2020 firsts, but there's only one of them here.
I don't know.
Man. What do you guys think? I mean, I think I have to go the Stafford-Connor-Cook side, but I'm still trying to move Connor and Baldwin later.
Okay.
And, Steve, and, are you going and Miller. Side too?
I'm on the Stafford side, actually, yeah. I like the pieces. I'm a big Brandon Cooks fan.
I wish it could just be Stafford and Cooks for, like, Mariota and Diggs.
And Diggs, yeah. That would have made things much more simple. But yeah, I do think Stafford is the by far better quarterback at this point. But speaking about the quarterbacks, I mean, Two Drink, we'll go to you. Is Mariota like done? Like, are we done with Marcus Mariota being a viable fantasy asset? I know Superflex, you're going to roster every quarterback, but like dependable fantasy asset, Marcus Mariota, do those not make sense anymore?
I'm not ready to write that ship yet. I would like to buy low on him then. I know we were all pumping by low on Stafford, like, you know, right after the season, you know, kind of coming in. If that's shifted to Mariota so much that it's that much cheaper, I think I'm on that train.
Okay,
I will take that, but it's so hard. Diggs is very hard for me to pass up here. And plus my boy Jarvis, he's one of the players would probably love to the death of me.
So Two Drinks, stop and rank.
I'm gonna go the other
Cooks,
side.
Cooks, Diggs, I'm and Jarvis. Rank those guys. Cooks, Diggs, and Jarvis.
Diggs, Cooks, Jarvis.
Okay.
But Jarvis isn't as far behind Cooks as you guys are gonna have him. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, you think like they're within a few spots.
How close do you have Cooks and Diggs? Sort of close. Sort of.
Yeah. There's four in between. I can pull them up.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's pretty close.
I'm going to take the Stafford and Cook side. I like Connor. I think definitely more than Swags does there. Mm-hmm. It is just very hard for me to pass up on Diggs and Jarvis. And again, I'm going to try to buy low on Mariota if we're hating on him as much as I'm hearing, I guess.
So I'll then follow up with that. What's your pure rookie pick trade offer for Marcus Mariota?
I mean, I will definitely give you a late first. Where do you want me to go? You wouldn't give any first. Yeah.
I'd give any first.
Okay. You give 101 for Mariota.
Yeah, I would. Yep.
I think so. Yeah, I think so still.
I think you might be able to get a little bit more like to the right.
Well, that's not as cheap as I want it right now.
he's a starting quarterback in a league and he's a young one. And I know that doesn't sound like buying low, but man, I don't think I could sell him to you for a 101.
Agreed. I feel like there's more stink on him than that, but maybe I was misreading that. I'm going to try. I'm going to try before next show, and I'll let you know how it goes, because I don't have him anywhere, but I'm going to try to get it.
I just got first share in the Do-Gooders League.
Nice. What,
you got Mariota in that, too. That's the best ball?
Yeah. Yep, I drafted him.
Superflex?
Yeah.
Do you know where you got him? Oh, you traded. You traded a 2021st. No,
I can look. I drafted him probably in the 6th or 7th or something.
All right,
I feel like 2 years ago that's not happening. I feel like he's a 5th round at least, maybe 4th.
Swags, look that up. You gave your 2021st for the 5-11.
How'd you know?
I McVay'd that shit. Go ahead.
Well done, T-Drink. That's impressive, brother.
Because that's like probably like 37 pages of text ago, but I remember I was like, damn, I'm going to try to do that because I was in a startup.
I think I drafted Goff or something with that pick. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So poll results on that one, 60-40, 60% on the Stafford side right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Diggs holds a lot of weight. I'm just saying. There's a lot of things there, but.
Yeah. I think Diggs holds weight. I think the 2021st holds a lot of weight too. So,
yes.
Definitely some interesting sides there. Next one from at P. Edgar KSU, 12 team Superflex League, Carson Wentz or 1.03, a 2022 first and two 2022 seconds. I'm shocked people are trading 2022 picks already, but I wanted to bring it up because it's interesting that way.
Yeah.
Go for it, T-Drink.
I'll take Wentz pretty easy here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess that I like Wentz less. I think I have him lower than both of you guys. I saw this one too. If my league will let me trade 2020 seconds and somebody's willing to take them from me for Carson Wentz.
Sold.
Yeah.
Please.
No second.
I got no problem with that.
I got Mariota 502.
Okay.
Damn it.
You were close. 5th round, though. You said 5th round.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just opposite side.
I was really cocky though, and I was kind of wrong.
Your confidence led you. It was like on point though. I like that, man.
Yeah. Five fat tires will do that too.
Yeah, you do it. That's right. Swags, I'm guessing you're on the one side as well.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
Unanimous on our side. Carson Wentz for sure. I mean, I hate to be like a Debbie Downer here, but I mean, how many leagues are really going to be around until 2022? Like, unless you're in it with like a good group of guys. Like, come on.
I get what you're saying, but I don't want to play that way.
Sounds like we're replacing Steve and Cool Kids.
Right?
Don't say that.
Joking, Steve.
I totally get that, but I don't want to play that way. I can recoup a 2020 second as many times as I want to now and 3 years from now. So
I do agree with Steve there, though. Like, that's so far out.
Yeah,
but if you can start stashing those like for on the side for free, but not in this deal,
right? I have 9 2020 seconds stuck at least.
This is actually closer than I thought. So 61% only for Carson Wentz.
Wow,
39% for the crazy 2022 picks.
Hey, you guys, SF means Superflex. I mean, I get if you're listening to this, you probably knew that, but. Maybe
Carson Wentz is going to be fine.
Ped Garksu, like just write Superflex.
Ped Garksu.
Just write Superflex. Maybe that'll help. Like put like fire emojis or something around it so people can see that.
I like the flex. Yes.
With the muscles around it. Exactly.
Let's start that. Put the flex on there.
Twitter can maybe do that for us then.
We're doing it, Steve.
I'm saying we'll do it, then Twitter can pick it up like they do with the Chargers and they have a little lightning bolt.
We are Twitter. Chargers.
I'm just saying it'd be kind of sweet if we get our own flex like that.
Boom, go.
I would enjoy that. And I love how 2Drink then butchered the guy's Twitter handle instead of me. That made me happy.
Can somebody do that so Steve can have a little bit of fun?
Oh, please. I would love that.
Yes. Come on, yes. Twitter.
You could do it. You can all do it. Next one from at I Chris Lawson, Eric Ebron in a 2021st or Damian Williams in a 2023rd. I do not have the league type. There was no league type in there. So we'll just say it's
Steve. Come on.
So we'll call it 12 team PPR.
I would be ecstatic to be on the Ebron and 2021st side.
Yes. Yes.
Head over heels.
Yes, Swags.
I would streak.
I mean, I love it.
You got to. You got it. I mean, you have to.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to hear the results of this poll?
It's Damon Williams. Is it?
You're going to freak out. So get ready for a two-drink freak out.
Oh my God.
3, 2, 1. 19% Eric Ebron.
That's insane. The Damian Williams hype is out of control.
81% Damian Williams.
Oh, wait. Damian Williams enthusiasts.
Right. All right. I probably got Damian Williams in like 30% of my leagues at least. So, like, I guess I got to sell him now too. Cool.
Dude, I think you should.
If I can, you know what I mean? Like, that, yeah.
Absolutely. Go get AJ Green or something cool, you know?
Madman, you got Ebron. I got Damian Williams. I'm like, give me this deal. Let's go. Boom.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
You heard it.
Let's bend the madman over.
Every show. Got to mention him at least once.
He's like got to be there.
Contractually obligated. I didn't tell you guys that.
Oh, nice. We're getting kicked back from it?
Not much. He blows kisses from Ohio, dude. From Ohio could have touched anything.
So gross.
We are officially off the rails. But that's
another shout out to Madman.
Yep. I love it. Awesome. So, Swags, where can the folks find you on Twitter, man?
I am at DFF_swag. Check out at Rookie Fever, too.
Definitely check it out. Especially as we get into combine season, draft season. You guys are awesome for breaking that kind of stuff down.
Absolutely. Had a couple guests on there the last couple weeks. So, been a lot of fun.
I definitely want to mention the Warzone podcast with Matt Waldman. If you have not checked it out yet, check it out.
Absolutely.
To plug one of our sister channels here. Super awesome episode. Matt Waldman is one of the best dynasty minds out in the industry right now. So I gobble up his content whenever I can. To Drink, where can the folks find you on Twitter?
I am at FO2DrinkMinimum and at SuperflexPod. And then just everybody's whoring it out. Like Dynasty Trades HQ had Katie Flowers on. She kind of knows her shit too. Check it out.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Holupka and at Superflex Trades, and we are out.
Capology calling crazy shit that don't even make sense to nobody getting it right.
I love Capology. I love their takes, man.
Like, so why? It doesn't make sense. Ton of defensive guys in this draft. IDP guys about to crush it. Get the Devi watch, like go buy it.
Yeah, I got a copy of the Devi watch.
Like 380 pages of goodness. You didn't even know you needed to know.
Dude, it's a lot to take in.
Well, that's the beauty of it. You buy it, you own it. You don't have to just soak it in slowly. It's Devi, 380 pages. That's a lot. It's a fun Wednesday, y'all.
Yeah. Big shout out to Bill Bender. Big shout out.
Big Bill.
You guys didn't get a trade done.
I didn't even look at my team. Swax, me and you haven't done a trade in a long time, bro. Step up.
Superflex.
Ha ha ha.